Ես կելեմ կլու, ագս թմակալ հոգալջ, տրինչ գիրտի վեղի վախալմ կելի, ագս նս շանհաս վաստվա, լան վհետ դպրի մերի, լան վհետ համով մայ, ագս հվերի, you were brought up in a place called Falbayan, is that true?
Yes, it was. And we went to school, to Killick School. It was about 3 miles walk or so. No cars or buses or nothing. And then we used to help out the neighbours gathering potatoes and tying corn and things like that. And then there were a knitting class in the Gilt in Glendone, Catherine Kerr. So we should have had Gilt, but we could talk if the person come in, you know, had some.
You had plenty of Gaelic
though, maybe? No, you just know what things are, yeah. But you would know if somebody was talking about you. And we were at that class for a while and we learned to knit darn sweaters. And then there were a man looking for somebody for a few weeks to look after his mother in Garton. So that was 2 years. He came to my mother. So I was working with an old lady and her two sons for 2 years or so.
In Garton?
In Garton. It was in Churchtown, just near where St. Columb's little church is. And then I went over to Nelly to get a job in Glenveigh, and I was there for 7 or 8 years with Mr. Michael Henney working. And
did you walk, like, or would you stay out in Glenveigh, Mary?
Well, we got a lift home and back and so on.
Right.
Bicycle. Yeah, I cycled the bicycle down here and from Glenveigh to home times. So
And how was Glenveigh to work in, Mary?
Oh, it was very good.
You loved it?
Nelly Gallagher was very good, and so was Paddy.
They're
and Dermot.
From Dunluce?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Paddy was our best man. And his wife, well, they weren't married at that time. And we used to go to Dunluce to sing. Paddy would take her and me to sing for him in the car. All these songs. And the night then that we went to Dunluce, Maggie and Brian, that was Paddy's mother and father, and Joe Welsh. And Paddy went into the house first, and Noreen was next, and I was next. And she says, Maggie, Paddy's mother, says to Joe Welsh and Eddie, she says, shouldn't ban Paddy. So Noreen didn't know what that was, and she says to me, what was that? Or, and I says, you are Paddy's woman.
But you understood it anyway.
I knew that much,
you know. You did. But Mary, we'll go back to Glenveigh there. What exactly kind of work were you doing?
I was working in the scullery, you know, preparing, getting dishes washed and preparing food and things for the dining room and things like that.
And was,
for the staff.
Was Michael Henney there himself?
Oh, yes. He would be up and down and he would come to Nelly to do the menu maybe for the week. They would figure out the menu for the week, and if they wanted something changed, he would get it changed, and he would have maybe 14 or 15 for dinner or lunch or whatever the case may be. So he never sat at a table with 13. He always had 12 or 14.
Didn't like the number.
I always remembered that. So
But was he all right to work?
Oh, he was a very kind man, and he was there one Christmas, and it was great, him and the sister, Mrs. Winterstein. And then his nephew was to build a house down in Derrilahan. That is now where that new road is, where you go into Glenveigh.
I know.
Those
right.
Trees are.
I do.
But him and the wife parted, and that was the end of that. So
your working day was just cleaning and...
Well, the working day was just cleaning and
yeah.
Things like that and getting the dogs' food ready.
Yeah.
He had two big dogs and a little one. And things like that and good fun.
So would he go off then, often and
how? Oh, he did surely. He went to Austria and different places and he went away then in October for the winter and he wouldn't be back to after Easter maybe. He was just stayed there for 6 months.
And there'd be a lot of men working there too, doing
the gardening. Oh,
there
were the gardeners, and they were taking the vegetables and that, mm-hmm. And the flowers. And he used to like to arrange them with maybe Paddy or somebody to help him in the flower room. And he got it all flower room, but a new flower room done. Nice wood, Tommy Ryan, he's dead now, he's a great joiner. He done a lot of woodwork in Glenvie.
And did he have, like, would it be strange to you at the time, did he have big cars and all that, maybe?
Who?
Mr. McInerney?
Oh, well, Dermot was a chauffeur, right. Always. And then they had a wagon for taking the staff to Mass, things like that, into the shop. We used to stay in the winter, two girls, and you would get to Dillon's and Letterkenny. Dermot would bring us to get for a week's groceries, bring us back again.
You'd be looking forward to that, getting your day out.
Get for day out.
Out shopping.
So.